Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Afternoon and happy Friday, Lori and Julia show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. The sun is out. We're very happy about that. Before we start today's festivities, got to hit you up for a little bit of cash. As you know, we've been collecting money for the folks in the Florida Panhandle who suffered such incredible devastation due to Hurricane Michael, one of the strongest to hit the U.S. in, some say, you know, decades. And we're trying to help them out. Now, we don't have time to do our regular diaper drive, so that's why we are collecting funds that we will then send down to the state of Florida, and then they can purchase the diapers themselves. Now, you've been hearing us say the Miami folks, but all this is going to the Panhandle, okay? Miami is just where the money is going to be sent. And we do have a match, just like the other shows. David, our guy from First Equity Mortgage, he is going to match everything up to $1,500. So when we hit $1,500, that turns it into $3,000. But we have a ways to go. Right now, the Lori and Julia show, we're at $945. If you could just give us $5 or $10, we'd be grateful. We'd like to get to $1,500. Just go to mytalk1071.com and use the keyword diaper to donate. Julia, would you do the honors and introduce this gentleman?
Well, we're so excited. We have a former colleague of ours, Patrick Royce, from how many names of iterations of shows have you been on here at Hubbard? But KSTP AM 1500, ESPN. Joe Souchray was your partner many years.
35 years in one form or another, yes. And you know what? He never once trimmed my eyebrows like you did today.
I did. So. I told Patrick.
We're going to be on Facebook, Patrick.
You know when you can see your own eyebrows out of your eyes? And I'm like, sit down.
True.
So I didn't have a little, you know, bathroom scissors.
I told her I look like Anthony Davis, but she had no idea who that
was. I don't. Well, we're delighted to have you here. And just welcome new listeners who don't usually listen to us. We're going to get to know Patrick. We're going to have Fix the Franchise later. But we're going to see a different part of you today. And why you're here is because we have worked together for 16 and a half years, and you always would come over with some pop culture thing. And did you see this movie? Did you watch this show? What do you girls think of this? What do you think of that? So we thought it'd be perfect for you to come in and co-host while one of us is away. And you got me first, honey.
And one thing I'd like to say is I've always been impressed with the way this station worries about their fellow human beings. You got the fundraiser going here. We pretty much just function down there. You were on your own with us, but you guys are trying to help people. It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's
kind of what we've been known for.
Yeah, we're just trying to stay out of. We were just trying to stay out of trouble down there, but you guys were helping people. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have a question for you because I remember vividly when we first started 16 and a half years ago, and I remember why can't I think of his name? The blonde who worked on our station. He's a congressman. What's his name?
Jason Lewis
said to us, because he was here. I remember what he said, and I think I remember what Joe thought. I mean, because all of a sudden we're starting, you guys have been here forever, and all of a sudden they're starting this chick station, basically. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys thinking when they hire us yahoos and we come into work?
All I know is it took Such about 12 of those years to keep from calling you the tall one and the short one. He did not.
He had trouble with that.
But we were like everybody else in the Twin Cities. We were trying to figure out the concept. You know what? Mm-hmm. It was a novel thing. It had never been done really. And of course, you guys changed through the years too. Because they're a little more pop culture-y as the years. You guys were always pop culture, but you know, I don't think I dismissed it. I was always nice to you.
You were always nice. Yes. You were always nice.
I always get along with my fellow human beings because you never know when they're going to be your boss.
That is so true. That is.
Look at Mackie. I started him off. Mackie was like this 23-year-old juvenile
people don't know who that is off the streets of Buffalo.
Now he's running the station
down
there.
That's Phil Mackey.
So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, so you have, been away for about a month. Has it been about a month since
September
you've been
7th.
Off the air?
Yeah, it's great.
How's retirement?
Oh, it's not retirement. I'm still working for the newspaper, and I'm calling into them, but it's great. It's I do have a hard time figuring out what to do with my day if it's not a day when I have a column to write or something. It's... It's a different kind of life. I don't like to just sit in the house and watch TV at night. I don't want to do that in the daytime too. So
have you thought of a hot yoga class or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't mind finding that, but it'd have to be for real old guys who can barely bend over. But I think I'm gonna have to come up with some hobby because it's
hard, isn't it? You have to. Yes. I noticed that after my divorce, I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Besides, try to date, which is just always been interesting.
That probably wouldn't go over well with my wife.
I don't think she would like that if you started dating right now.
The DA, as you call her?
Yes, domestic associate for
years. Hi, Kate.
Yes.
Katie. I haven't seen
this
her
could be,
time.
By the way, Donnie, the first time she's ever heard me on the radio. She listens to this station.
Oh, my.
The great thing about having her not be a listener is we could use a lot of comic material based on her that never offended her because she didn't know what was going on.
That's perfect. That's a perfect situation. Have you ever listened to our radio station?
Yeah, well, I've been in the car. No, I'm not kidding. Once in a while, I'd hear the replay.
Thank you.
6 to 7, right?
Yeah.
So
nice.
When I get off the air, so
I like that. Okay, so today we have Chris Hewitt's coming in, your colleague at the Star Tribune, to talk movies and plays. We are going to get to know you, and if people want to call in and have questions for Patrick, 651-641-1071. Everyone in the building has been so excited for you to be here today, and they're like, what's going to happen? So I don't know if anyone's working.
What do they think? You and I were going to wrestle? I don't know,
but Patrick really has been studying fashion, relationships. Sex, we're going to talk about.
In 2009, when I first went to a full-time radio show for 13 months, it was general interest. It was the morning show, 5:30 to 9, with Coles, and we had a whole crew, and we did a whole lot of that. Bethany was on my show twice.
Do you think she's hot? Bethany Frankel.
Yeah, I thought she was funny. Mm-hmm. And she was, that show's lost its steam, by the way. It was great early, but it's...
So you're a Housewife fan?
I was a big Housewife, New York Housewives fan. Right? The only one of them I like now is Southern Charm. I like Southern Charm.
Mm.
We've never watched it, Donnie. Yeah. That is the break and pause from here.
When I'm walking through the yard, I think there's something about Southerners that's even more untrustworthy than New Yorkers.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
But they're charming while they're doing it.
Oh, yes.
Darling.
When I walk through the room and the wife is watching one of those of Southern Charms on, I sit down and watch it.
You sit down and watch it?
You know what's changed everybody's world, though, is Netflix and stuff like that.
Tell us about Netflix
and Amazon have changed everybody's world, that's for sure.
It really has. Well, when we come back, we are going to get to know you. We've got a lot of questions from a lot of people around here that are curious about, and they want us to make you feel really uncomfortable, Patrick. Imagine that.
I'll tell you about uncomfortable.
Well, you got to wait till after the break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. Okay. That's Patrick Royce joining us today. Not my great grandmother's voice. I'm just teasing you, Patrick, because it's gravelly. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk 107. Thanks for hanging out with us today. This is Lori and Julia, and welcome all you Patrick Royce fans. If you could see what he was wearing right now, you can. We're going to be Facebook Living.
I'm ready for the wedding. The B Squad wedding. This was the Junior Varsity Royal wedding. I didn't even get an invite to this one. I wanted the last one. Megan's one of my favorites. I discovered her before this guy did, Harry or whatever the hell his name was.
Oh, for crying out loud. Just hold on a second. You have to let me finish.
Slow down. Okay.
Okay, so Patrick is in a pink boa.
Mm-hmm.
and a fascinator I brought in for the royal wedding.
Is that what you call these things?
Yeah,
I never
a fascinator. Mm-hmm. And it's Facebook Live on My Talk 107.1 Facebook page. And so
I think women's clothes are underrated, by the way.
But this, now that's going to be the 5:30 segment. What does Patrick wear on evenings and weekends?
There's your Saturday column.
He tried on a couple pairs of Hannah's shoes earlier.
Okay,
so here's the deal. A lot of people want to know about you, and your friends over at ESPN want me to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. So let's just start out. Boxers or briefs?
Pretty much boxers.
Okay.
I'm a big, you know who's got the, I won't tell you. I don't want to give him a free plug.
Okay. Craziest place you've ever had sex?
That's so long ago, I can't remember. I'm 73 next week. I can hardly remember. By myself or with somebody?
Let's just say with someone. Okay. Twins, Vikings, or Timberwolves?
Which one do I like better?
Yep.
I went to the first game the Twins ever played. I was always a baseball nut. And the Vikings, you know, anyone who ever tells me they love the Vikings, I always say that's because you haven't met them. But, the Twins are, I've always been, you know,
that's where your heart is.
Team, yeah.
Okay.
But I, doesn't prevent me from occasionally criticizing them.
We know that about you. Okay. So first album you ever bought.
Oh my God.
Or 78. Is it a 78 or is it album?
No,
I'm just teasing you, sweetie.
I would not. Maybe some Jerry Lee Lewis thing, probably, from back then. I'm
Great
not sure which
fire.
One. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Minnesota for 2 years and was offered a job in Duluth for $76.08 a week at the Duluth News Tribune. Couldn't turn down that pay, and I went up there, and I'm still waiting to get my degree.
Are you really?
Yes.
Do you want to get it?
No.
Okay.
Don't care.
What are your
listen? When you're getting $76.08 a week, you graduate from the old school of hard knocks.
I'll Isn't that it. Something?
Yes.
I know everyone has that. Okay, so what's your hidden talent?
What is my hidden talent?
Mm-hmm. Got to be something.
Virtually nothing. Honest to God, I barely can change a light bulb. I am the biggest klutz around the house you have ever seen. People will sell you something. I can't tie a tie.
You can't?
I was out in San Francisco for a wedding. I went into Pink, you know, nice, beautiful men's store. Bent $80 for a tie. I said, there's one caveat. You have to tie it for me. So the guy tied it in the middle of Pink. I can't even tie a tie.
Did they not make you wear a tie back in the day?
Where
would newspaper reporting?
Hell no!
All right, you were on the beat.
They're lucky we wore a shirt, for goodness sake.
Have you ever waxed off any hair?
No. In fact, today was you cutting off my eyebrow was one of the highlights of my hair cutting career. Yeah.
I brought in some gel and some other beauty things. I have a thing with eyebrows; they frame the face. I want everyone to have good ones. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Natalie Wood.
Ooh, really? Do you think old Bob Wagner killed her?
I think so, probably.
You do?
I do. Oh. I think he was drunk and threw her over and didn't
just
know
she said he was
swim.
Just kidding.
I think he regretted it. But Natalie Wood, I'm so old, rebel without a cause. Natalie Wood, 1956, 17 years old.
Really? Who's hot now? Who do you think is hot now in the celebrity world?
Meghan Markle. She got married.
Married. Do you like Angelina?
I used to. She's, Angelina. I mean, Emma Stone I love a lot. Not as a real hottie, but just as a character.
You like characters.
Yeah,
okay.
I like her. And
what do you think?
I just saw her. What's that goofy? She's got a goofy series on.
Maniac. Maniac. Did you like it? All right, don't watch it
it's
on
a
Netflix.
Strange for me, but I hung with it because of Emma. So I thought La La Land was fantastic.
I love talking to you through the microphone. You can turn it sideways so we can see each other while he's wearing a fascinator and a pink boa. I love that you're playing along in front of the man wall.
Is that why we call it the man wall?
Yeah, because
the good looking guys.
All the good looking guys.
You know, my Paul Newman you have back here. He was racing up at Brainerd, and 84 maybe. And I took my wife and another friend, a couple of with us, went. I was covering it, and he won, and he had to come up and like be in the press box, and they basically got arrested for stalking him. They wouldn't, you know, they just.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Followed him everywhere. Alone? They would. No, my wife and her buddy, they stalked him.
I would have too.
Mm-hmm.
I would have too. He's up on the Mamwell twice.
He was a handsome brute.
He really was. Who do you, what is your favorite movie? Like if it's all on
favorite
TV.
Movie all time. Okay. Well, this would not appeal to your audience. Dr. Strangelove, the anti-war Stanley Kubrick satire on war. Dr. Strangelove is right up there. Chinatown's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's a good one.
LA Confidential, fantastic. Of course, Blazing Saddles and Big Lebowski are the two funny movies, two funniest movies ever made. There's a thousand of them. I'm a big movie fan. I like a lot of them. I just like Black Klansman a lot. Months ago.
I haven't seen that one
Spike
yet.
Spike Lee's best movie.
Oh, good. I want to see that. Okay. So if you have what's your favorite restaurant in the past that used to be in the Twin Cities and your favorite restaurant right now?
My wife and I are big Murray's fans back from old times. We still go there. J.D. Hoyt's. I was a big Pepito's. We loved Pepito's back when it was at its best, and they're closed now. That was.
But Alburino Mercado went there.
I'm sure they're good.
They're fantastic. They're from St. Paul. Mm-hmm. What do you think makes a woman sexy?
Damn near everything.
That's a perfect answer.
It depends. They all have their attributes.
What do you think makes a man a tool?
I don't know. Behaving like. Here's the difference between a good guy and a bad guy.
Okay.
Okay. This is life in general.
All right.
If you're happy when something good happens for your friends that doesn't necessarily happen for you, and you're happy for them. And if you resent it, you're a bad person. If you resent the success of friends because you don't share the same degree of success, then you're a jackass. If you are happy for your friends when things go well for them, then you're a good person. Good guy.
That's
my theory of life.
I think that's a pretty good
great
one.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people would
that's why
to that.
Sid is questionable, by the way.
For people who don't know, I think that's Sid Hartman.
98 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he really?
Fell down, broke a hip, and he's still around. Unbelievable.
Oh, my word. That's something. Okay, mm-hmm. What was the most annoying habit that Joe Soucheray had? Because you guys worked together for like a gazillion years.
The things that annoyed you were made of what was why you liked him, because his impatience is fantastic. You know, he had to leave every day at 3:58 because if he got to his car, he could make the light up. And if he didn't
on
leave
Barry
at 3:58.
And University.
He
would race out of here like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, but Mr. Hubbard was the only one who could have stopped him. And I'm not even sure about that. Yeah.
I was always
his annoying habits are the best.
They are.
His most annoying habit was being a right-wing Republican, but that's just me. So,
right. Okay.
Oh boy.
We'll just go on from there. We'll just leave it there.
What would he say was your most annoying habit?
Oh boy, he's got a lot of them. I think back when I had to call in at 4:40 every day, and a few times I chose to be on airline flights instead of wait for him, and I wouldn't let him know ahead of time.
Well, that's snotty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real thoughtful.
But hey, if you're in Augusta, Georgia, and you got a chance to get out of town or call Suits, you're going to get out of town.
So. I believe it. What do you think, what makes you laugh today?
Today, what makes me laugh?
I mean, what do you always find funny?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I pretty much find everything funny.
Do you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. There's a joke to everything, no matter how Oh, sorry. I love sarcasm and satire. And Twitter, I just am very happy that Twitter was not invented when I was drinking, else I would have not had a long and prestigious career, because I'm bad enough right now sober.
Can you imagine if that in photos were around in the 20s when we were younger? Oh, I would hate
Twitter.
Be hating life. Yeah,
Twitter's
okay.
Fantastic.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now trending report.
What's happening right now?
Trending online this afternoon. Oh, it's National Farmers Day. Getting that Friday feeling. I know Donnie is celebrating that one.
Gotta work on the back 40 later on.
That's right. Also trending online this afternoon, Britney Spears and her appearance in a mini dress on The Ellen Show. Also, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross, her husband, they are going on a joint concert tour together. Unfortunately for us, they are not stopping in the Twin Cities. I know, and also something trending that's new over on Netflix would be The Haunting of Hill House, and people are saying that it is a slow burn family nightmare, so if you want to get your spooky on tonight, maybe that might be a good option for you. That's what's trending here at My Talk.
All right, here is your forecast.
Tribune. You gentlemen work together. I know that you have lunch together daily at the Star Tribune.
I don't even know where your office is back in there. I've been half time since 2009, so I don't get in as often as I used to.
I believe it. All right, before
with the parking rates down there, you kind of work at home if you can.
So. Yeah, I take the train.
Yes.
Oh, I believe. Before we get into the latest movies and plays and what we should be seeing, just want to remind people the seventh caller right now will get a $50 gift card, Visa gift card, from the CW, courtesy of the new Charmed reboot, premiering this Sunday, October 14th on the CW. At what time is it going to be at? 7 o'clock, following Supergirl. So good, fun shows. All American started on the CW. Did anyone watch it? It's the new kind of Friday Night Lights. Fantastic. You know, if you like Hollywood dramas. I mean, Hollywood high school, you know, high school TV.
I don't know if that speaks to me.
Oh, it speaks to me. All right, fine. What do you got? What do you got for us today, Chris Hewitt?
Oh, lots of stuff, actually. I was off last week, so I went to a whole bunch of movies.
Oh, what did you see?
I saw Venom.
What? Was that good?
Tom Hardy is my boyfriend, so
no,
yes.
fight with me. But
he is good.
Was he good looking in it?
Yeah, in kind of a low key way. He plays this journalist, so you know, not like super glam or anything, but he is a journalist who, you know, as these things go, gets accidentally infected by this venom and becomes sort of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's one part a little bit like the Hulk, sort of running around the place, smashing things, and a little bit this somewhat meek and mild journalist, and Tom Hardy plays both of them. And the movie doesn't quite know that it's a comedy, but Tom Hardy for sure thinks it's a comedy, and he's really funny in it.
So you think people will be going in hordes like they went last weekend, this weekend? Because, didn't it make over $60 million?
Yeah, it made a lot of money. I wonder. The reason I like it is because I'm sick of superhero movies that are all exactly the same and are all about explosions and are half an hour too long. This one is none of those things. It's pretty concise. It doesn't have that many explosions. There's one long chase scene, but it's actually pretty good. It has a sense of humor about itself. So I don't know. I kind of wonder if the people who went thinking, oh, it's going to be another, you know, entry in the Marvel's universe were maybe disappointed by it, because it's really not. It's sort of almost making fun of the Marvel
universe.
Do you
give it 3 stars, honey?
I think I probably would.
I always can guess Chris's stars.
And here's the other thing. Michelle Williams is in it. She plays his on-again, off-again girlfriend, and she's like kind of out of a 30s Barbara Stanwyck movie. She's sort of slightly tough talking and quick and fun. And yeah, it's got all this stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect to be in a superhero movie. Oh, Jenny Slate randomly
is
in
it.
I love her too.
Do you know Jenny Slate, Patrick? Oh, she's.
Yeah, I probably know her. I just would have to have her described to me.
She's a comedian, comic actress. She used to be on SNL.
Oh, okay.
And she's playing a straight role in this movie, but there's this like weird tension because she's walking around the laboratory with these experiments and you kind of always expected her to say something funny and she never does. So it's really interesting casting. I think that you put this person in there who you think might be funny and isn't.
Okay. And you of course saw A Star Is Born. Patrick, have you seen it?
No, but I saw the first six.
There's only been,
Donnie says there's only been three before this one.
Donnie, are you taking callers with questions for Patrick?
No, I had to get the winner for
the winner for the Visa Crushy Card. Okay.
Star is Born is better on the block.
This is different.
But this one's got to be better than the
Barbara
Streisand one. Was one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, stop. Stop right there.
I do think it's better than the Barbara Streisand one, although I don't know if I think that's one of the worst movies ever made. I don't think it's as good as the Judy Garland one.
Oh, for crying out loud, who's going to watch them? It's all the way back.
People have TVs now. You can find everything.
Yeah, it's pretty gettable, actually. And that, I mean, that is a classic. I would say, well, I don't know. We don't probably need me to rank all of them, but I'm not a Gaga fan. And in fact, I was a little bit reluctant to go see the movie because I'm not a Gaga fan.
Same.
But she's good in it. And she's kind of less. Oh, you've seen it too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not super Gaga-y.
I listened to the album all morning. No, I'm all in. I can't help it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of went in with a little bit of an attitude of, like Patrick was just saying, I don't know if I really need to see the fifth iteration of this story. There's one called What Price Glory, too. But I'm glad I did. I really liked it. I think both of them are terrific in it. It's a little, to me, what do you think about this? I felt like it was a little light on supporting interest. Like, they're the only two things in the movie,
basically. I've heard that from other people. So, in hearing it from you probably just validates it, because this is what you do. So, yeah, I think so, but I didn't care, because... like us girls, I mean women, we like to just look at Bradley Cooper and the love story. I didn't really need to know about everybody else.
And it turns out he can sing.
Oh, he's brilliant.
And I actually kind of like those songs. I was a little bit nervous about that too, because, you know, Bradley Cooper also wrote some of the songs.
Yeah,
although so did Willie Nelson's kid, who presumably has more.
It's really good. Patrick is picking up his phone now. Are we boring you?
No. I was looking something.
I think he's going on Fandango to book some tickets.
No, I had to look something up. Okay. I'm the guy who still gets mad when they ask you to pick out a seat, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Okay,
either,
that is a pain.
We've sold 8 tickets. I'll find a seat. Let me go.
Yeah.
But it seems like whatever, you know, because they've got two together and then one separate, two together and one separate. Uh-huh. And all the single ones are like with the two together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like those seats either. Okay, so I know there's the big new Robert Redford one that opened today.
Which I've not seen.
Yep. I know, but you've heard good
stuff.
Old Man
the Gun. Yeah, you know, it's based on a really great story from The New Yorker that appeared probably 15 years ago by the same guy who wrote Lost City of Z.
Oh, really?
Which is a terrific book that also was made into a movie. So it's a great story. Oh, and he also wrote Killers of the Flower Moon.
Personal favorite. I've never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh, that book is so good. No, it was a huge bestseller last year.
All right.
About a series of murders in Oklahoma. Anyway, this is about a guy who is a bank robber. He gets arrested 17 times. He breaks out 17 times. And apparently after the 17th time, he falls in love with Sissy Spacek. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I know. But
it looks good to me.
It does to me too. And I'm glad that Robert Redford seems to be walking back this talk about this being his last movie.
Apparently, yeah, he's still good, isn't he? Now, were you a Robert Redford fan? A
he's
Sting
made some
fan?
Good movies. Well, I think Butch Cassidy's an all-timer. Butch Cassidy was so good, they felt bad about not giving it the Academy Award, so they gave it to The Sting, which was not as good a movie, in my opinion.
The Sting is not as good a movie.
Yeah.
No, that was a good movie.
And did you see the second-to-last movie, which is on Netflix, the one with Jane Fonda, Our Souls at Night?
I loved it.
Oh my gosh, that movie
That's
is so beautiful.
That's a sweet movie, Patrick, if you're looking for something romantic to do tonight.
I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you see The Rider?
I did. Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
How about that for being depressing? You go to that movie, man, you don't want to go listen to happy news on My Talk, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's a little bit of a bummer.
A few months ago, yeah.
What's it about?
A rodeo rider who has an accident, and it's inspired by...
Head injury, yeah.
Yeah, based on a true story.
And he's the healthiest guy in the thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing previews. Worth it to rent if it's on?
Oh, totally. If you're willing to have a little bit of a sad time. That woman, actually, who made that movie has become a huge thing in Hollywood. She's actually making a superhero movie next, come to think of it. I can't think which one. But yeah.
Those are the kind of movies I can't stand action movies.
Did you like Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes, but the first one, I didn't need the others. You know, Raiders of the Lost Ark was great.
The sequels in general are
not all. Well, some of them are okay, but I could have seen one Star Wars and not needed the rest of them. The first one was fantastic, and the rest of them, the better the technology got, the worse the movies got, I thought.
I might be able to agree with that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, And people acting in front of green screens where they're never with the other person to even act. I think that would be very hard to do.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Or, you know, there's a tennis ball where your eye is supposed to go. Right. And you sort of just have to trust that that's ultimately going to be where the whatever.
I think that'd be hard.
Yeah.
I okay, so theater. Too. Hamilton is wrapping up, isn't it?
Hamilton is done.
It's done.
It finished on Sunday.
What a bang. That was fun. Did you see it, Patrick?
Nope.
Oh, it was good.
It was good.
It was really good. What else is happening in the theater world that you're excited about?
Well, we were just talking a little bit about Beautiful, which is coming up. That is the Carole King musical, which I'm very, very skeptical of jukebox musicals. We were just talking about, I'm not really a Jersey Boys fan. The Motown, the musical, did you happen to see that one?
No, but Donnie saw it and liked it.
I think it's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I saw it in New York and didn't like it that way.
Okay. Yeah.
That Whitney Houston thing that came through a year or so ago was terrible, but Beautiful is fantastic.
I want to tell you this about Beautiful, though. I booked tickets for Thanksgiving week. No problem. It looks like it's run its course.
But I mean, it's been on Broadway. You're going to see it in Broadway,
and it's coming here next week.
Yeah.
I think it's
second week, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
I'm going to that. I haven't been.
A week from Tuesday.
Why is this one so good?
Well, I think the thing that works is a lot of these shows like attempt to race through all of the hits of, and Patrick was just saying, there's a Tina Turner coming to Broadway. There's a Temptations coming to Broadway.
I saw the Cher in Chicago.
There's the Cher one. And like they spend so much time trying to do like 15 seconds of every hit by these acts that there's kind of no story and there's nothing really to invest in. It's to me, a lot of times I go to them and I'm like, oh, I'm hearing a concert of all these songs sung by the wrong people and wishing I were at home listening to my record. Instead of these people doing bad cover versions. However, in this case, she is both the songwriter of quite a few of the songs that are like the Shangri-Las and other people who are represented on stage singing them pretty well, I think. And she's herself a performer who sort of in the story that we're being told on stage gradually grows into the persona of this person who says, yeah, I'm confident enough to sing my own songs, which is Tapestry.
Right.
Essentially. And she's a pretty interesting life. She collaborated with Jerry Goffin and that sort of went south, as did the relationship between the two of them. And who doesn't love Carole King?
I love it.
And when we got Aretha died, we all got to see Carole King going nuts again at the Kennedy Center Honors. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So you like that kind of music, Carole King, Tapestry?
Yeah, I did.
I liked it too.
Tapestry. She was
a lot more of the show. Actually, is the early sort of Brill Building stuff, so the girl groups and that stuff is really fun too. You know,
I'm still looking forward tomorrow, to that.
And I think you'll like it. I think you'll have a good time. You may need to tune out people who are singing along.
Oh, don't worry. I'm one of those. I totally am one of those. All right. Thank you, honey. Thanks for stopping by. That's Chris Hewitt. You can follow him on Twitter.
Hewitt Strib, HEWITTSTRIB.
And you can read him in the Star Tribune.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, hon. When we come back, we're going to play the game. And here we go.
Do you think you can fix this thing?
We need to talk about how to fix this. We need to make a plan.
Fix it? How are you going to fix this?
How are you going to fix this?
It's time for Patrick Royce to
fix the franchise.
Okay.
Those are two of the questions I got from people.
What are they?
That darn Jimmy Butler and the Wolves. Fix that.
Okay, that's number one. Fix that one.
And the Twins and that new manager. Fix that!
All right.
Where are you going to start?
The Timberwolves. Let me point this out. I stopped working September 7th down the hall. So that's one job. And the owner of the Timberwolves.
Oops.
The owner of the Timberwolves owns the newspaper where I have my other job.
That's true.
So...
Okay.
Glenn Taylor's not going to figure into my fix, okay? Can we get that straight here?
All right, perfect.
He doesn't have anything to do with the fix, okay?
I've got that.
No, it's simple. Trade Jimmy Butler. trade him to Miami for Josh Richardson and get another player. Don't spend so much time worrying about getting rid of Gorgie Jing's high contract, which they're trying to get rid of as they make the Butler trade.
Dumb it down a little bit.
The NBA salary cap, dear, is the most complicated mathematical thing in the world. And they paid a lot of money for this guy named Gorgie Jing, who's $16 million a year. They're paying him and to be a backup center who's not that good, that the coach doesn't like. So as they're trying to trade Butler, they're working very hard to get rid of this guy, too. The way you fix this franchise is you just trade Jimmy Butler for the best deal you can get, and you worry about the ancillary stuff
later. All right,
perfect. That's how we do that.
How do you fix it for the fans?
For the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a better team. They had more sellouts last year than they've had since the early 1990s. The fans came back last year. Now they're mad. They don't like the coach. But I don't think you fire the coach for one reason. You owe him $24 million.
You still have to pay him $24 million.
I want him to spend that $24 million on players, not on firing the coach.
All right.
The base Twins manager.
Wait. Okay, so that was the Timberwolves.
We fixed the Timberwolves. Okay. That's how we fixed the Timberwolves.
That only took a minute. Okay.
Now, question B, Donnie, is what should the Twins do about the manager?
Well, the manager, just different things. I want you to answer fix the franchise, and we're going to do the Twins now.
Okay.
What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't have hired Paul Molitor, but that ship has sailed. So we now have to fix what the current situation is. I think what I would do is not get real giddy about spending money this winter, because pretty much right off next season, because in baseball you're not going to make a big leap up if you don't have enough. You got to have a foundation. They don't have a foundation now.
The base is not good.
Not good. You got to have a foundation to build on before you spend money. They got to find out if Sano is going to show up weighing 250 instead of 295 to play third base. They got to know if Buxton's going to show up to play center field. If those two guys are failures again through the first half of next season, then you say, okay, now we got to go out. We're going to have a lot of money to spend the next year. And we're going to go out and write those two guys off and spend money elsewhere trying to build a foundation for a team. But their biggest problem now, Julia, is the combination of Buxton and Sano is the biggest failure of hot shot prospects, as we call them, hot shot next dynasty, next generation, not dynasty, next generation stars in the history of Minnesota Major League sports dating to 1961. We've never had two guys this ballyhooed now be in a situation where they both could be absolute flops.
Really?
Never. And that's the biggest problem with this franchise is the guys that were supposed to be their centerpiece, their stars, their all-stars stink at the moment.
Well, and what do you think? Okay, because I know a little bit about Sano. I mean, he was too chubby to play. What do people say about that? Is there something in these athletes?
Gastric bypass. I don't know. Whoa.
But is there something in their contract?
He needed it. Just two small operations. Frontal lobotomy.
I knew you were going to say that.
And a gastric bypass, and then he'll be ready to roll. Look out.
Gosh.
I knew you were going to say that. And then what about the... You know, the new number kids, the whiz kids that came in. Do you like them?
We don't have any whiz kids.
Didn't some guys come in that are going to moneyball the team, or is that fine.
You've been smoking dope again. No, that's not.
I got a quick question for you, Patrick.
Yes.
The brain trust, as you like to call it.
Yes, Aristotle and Plato.
Right,
Aristotle and Plato. That's what I'm
talking about. Oh, those guys.
Okay, so they fire the manager. It's all his fault, but they brought in a bunch of guys that didn't do anything for the Twins.
Yes.
Why don't they come at the press conference and say, well, you know, we really blew it by signing Logan Morris and so on and so on and so on and so forth. They don't take any responsibility.
No, they are masters of doublespeak, Eastern College, very well educated guys, not nice guys too. Labino, I like a lot. He's funny, except when he starts talking and trying to explain something to us mere peons from the Midwest with horse poop on our shoes. And he starts talking like he's talking at a seminar at Barton or something. And they just leave us dumbfounded here by what the hell they're talking about, and they don't answer questions.
We have only second left.
Okay. I thought Spielman was worse. These guys are worse. They don't talk English.
Well, that's always a challenge.
Yes.
Okay, now we've got one left.
Yes.
Because I think the women rock.
Ooh.
The Lynx, and now we've got the...
Yeah, well,
they had a rough year.
Downhill.
I know, but they're going to have a good year next year, aren't they?
Yes, and you know who has nothing to do with it? Cheryl Reeve. Maya Moore is the LeBron James of the WNBA.
Okay, before that, okay, we don't have a lot of time, and this is a hard break.
Got a minute. You got 1 minute.
So we
got
to go with the Vikings.
Nothing to fix. They're fine. They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
What
What's
about
your problem?
A kicker? I mean, what is it
the
with the kicking?
The kicker's fine. He's okay. He makes 90% of them. The kicker's fine.
He missed two last week.
Nah, those things happen.
You also did, was it you that wrote that at the Twin Stadium, a beer should not be $9?
Yes. I mean, take $2 off every beer and your attendance will go up 10%.
I would agree 100%.
It's ridiculous. All these stadiums are ridiculous. Thank God I cured my alcoholism in 1981, else I'd be broke. I'd be broke.
Oh, my gosh. All right, there it was. Fix the franchise. Let's see if any of that.
So I simple.
They're all listening. Yeah. They're all listening. So that'll be taken care of by the time we get back at 4 o'clock when we play Family Feud. Oh, Patrick, I kind of feel like you're going to kill me at that game. Do the sports still get you riled up in this town?
It's amazing how often sports events are on at night when I'm home and I'm watching Netflix, Ozark or something on Netflix. Regular season pretty well bores me.
It does.
Yeah. Oh. Say, Julia, we need $485. From our lovely listeners to hit that $1,500 match that David from First Equity is putting up to send to the folks down in the Florida Panhandle.
Okay. Oh my gosh. We can do this, people.
Yes.
$10 a piece, and that's $20. Thank you, everybody, for donating. You just go to My Talk, keyword diaper.